Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. It's the second hour of the show, the first hour, and if you want to listen to the podcast, the streaming will be there. Barbara Stitt, the author of a wonderful book called Food and Behavior, was with us. Amanda Van Hoosier was also with us talking about TOFCA, which I'll talk about some more in some of these other events that are coming up. We've got the TOFCA show coming up the 27th and 30th down in Killeen, and I'll be there. Amanda will be there. Amanda Love will be there also, who is doing the cooking class with me that is also right around the corner. It's February the 13th, and information about it is on our website at dirtdoctor.com. TOFCA, again, is, like I said, is January 27 through 30. You can go to their website, which is Texas Organic Farmers and Gardeners. It's just TOFCA, TOFGA.org. And it's a real good lineup of speakers that will be there. And then we will be on the cooking school, we'll be down at the farmer's market in Dallas on a Saturday, and I'll give you a little bit more detail on that as we go. Also, something else that I wanted to tell you about is that we have a new sponsor that I'm really excited about. It's the Texas Organic, they're going to be totally organic. They already are for the most part. It's Texas Olive Ranch. They're down in the down in South Texas, they're between San Antonio and Laredo, closer to Laredo. Lots of wonderful olive trees already, lots of wonderful olives, and they have a great olive oil that's on the market. And the tip for you is that, yeah, you can find it to buy in several locations, the stores that sell better quality foods. You'll probably find the Texas Olive Ranch olive oil there. But you can for sure find them at the Fort Worth Stock Show. They've got a booth there, and they're displaying and I'm sure selling the olive oil there as well. So if you have an opportunity to stop in there and say hi to the folks, please do. At both our cooking school and at the TOFCA show, I'm going to be talking about growing fruit trees and fruit of various kinds. I'm going to talk about some of the more unusual kinds of things like pomegranate and jujube that we've had some experience with. But I'm also going to talk about the bare rooting techniques. And we will probably have some demonstrations of actually how to do it with some plants. It's not hard to find plants in the nursery that have some of the problems that I'm talking about, and show you how to undo the problems. Problem number one is that the plant will be too deep in the container. Number two is that the root system will be wound around like a corkscrew in the container. And it's far too common. It's almost every plant out there. And that's why we've gotten into this recommendation of bare rooting the roots, taking all the soil off, hydrating the roots by soaking the roots in water and then untangling them, spreading them out and planting the plant and having just tremendous success. One of the things that I was going to also report on is the tomato research that we did. A lot of you know that I wrote a column in the Dallas Morning News, and I made the comment in the news that all of us in the gardening communication have been saying for years that green tomatoes picked before a frost and kept inside, some of them, if they had matured far enough, would turn red and ripen inside, and the ones that were too immature would stay green, and you'd have to use them as fried green tomatoes and relish and such as that. Well, I got a bunch of mail saying I was crazy, that wasn't correct. And everybody had strong recommendations about what they recommended. Some recommended wrapping every tomato up in paper and keeping it in the dark. Other people put the tomatoes in boxes and kept them in the dark, some in cold, some in regular room temperature. Some people put the tomatoes on a plate and kept the tomatoes in sunlight. Some people kept the tomatoes under artificial light. So it was a wide range, all over the board, recommendations. And people swore that their technique worked the best and the flavor was good and yada, yada, yada. So I had collected a whole bunch of green tomatoes, a lot, two big boxes full. And I thought, well, I'll just try all these techniques and we'll see which way works the best. And I am here to report. And the last shot I took was the last few small green tomatoes that had now turned red. Every single one turned red. It made no difference whether they were in a box in the dark or in light. They all turned red. Now, the only difference in mine that hopefully you didn't have to experience, and you probably know by now, I didn't pick mine until the heavy frost had hit the plants. I was out of town, came back in, the foliage was burned and killed. That's when I picked the tomatoes. So some of mine had some frost damage. And so they haven't held up as well as if I had picked them before that heavy frost, which is what everybody would recommend. The other recommendation, and the one that I didn't get to experiment with, was made by a couple of listeners, and that was to pull the whole plant up, roots and all, hang it upside down in the garage or barn or someplace, and let the tomatoes ripen on the plant pulled out of the ground and turned upside down. So next year we'll add that to the list and see if that makes a big difference. But whether you have them in the dark or wrapped up or in sunlight, doesn't seem to make any difference at all. At least it didn't with mine. And the flavor, it was interesting. The flavor varied. The flavor on the first ones that ripened was okay. The ones later on that ripened seemed to be a little bit better. It was kind of interesting. It was just the opposite of what you would think would have happened. Well, let's get to the phones. If you want to call in, it's 1-866-444-3478. First up this hour is Bud in Irving. Hello, Bud.
Hello, Howard.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Doing good.
You there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, funny you were talking about tomatoes. When I lived in Illinois, I had some going in October, and they called for frost the next day. So I picked them and put them in the basement and newspapers, and they all turned red. Yeah. But anyway, that's not why I'm calling. I was wondering, what do you know about pine needles? Could I mix it in the soil for tomatoes? My tomato plants last year were horrible.
Well, it would be better, Bud, to use pine needles on the surface as a top dressing mulch. You can mix the pine needles into the compost and compost them, but if you mix them raw into the soil, I don't think that they're going to break down and become humus for you as well as if you put them on the surface of the soil and then or put them in the compost pile, either one.
Would it hurt to put them in the soil?
Yeah, it will. As they break down, I think that they may rob a little nitrogen since they're going to still be raw and not broken down. They may actually be a little bit of a problem for you.
Because where I have my new garden this year, I moved from a spot. And last year was the worst garden I ever had in my life, and I've been gardening since I did it with my grandmother 65 years ago.
What did
Horrible garden.
What did you do with your bed preparation and your fertilizer? What did
you
use?
It was a lawn in the backyard. It was my friend's house. And we rototilled it, and then I discovered it's all sand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, my God, I said, hey. So we couldn't do much. So this year I got manure from the stable and soil from the stable and everything, trying to build up the soil. So I was just wondering about the pine needles.
Well, pine is good. Pine needles are good. I don't like pine bark, but I do like pine needles. But using it as a top dressing mulch is a better way to go. What you want to get to increase the bed preparation there of that sandy soil is some rock minerals like zeolite would be the best thing you could put in, zeolite, and something like Texas green sand or just regular green sand, and some cornmeal.
How about perlite and vermiculite?
No, I don't recommend that. What I recommend is what I'm going through right now for
okay.
you. Make a note
don't
of
recommend
it.
That. Okay.
It's green sand.
Yep.
And zeolite.
Right.
And cornmeal.
Yep.
And dry molasses.
I've used all that.
And then you want to get the product called Thrive, which is a microbe product, and you want to drench some Garrett juice in there. Plant your plants. When they get up and going, then you cover with those pine needles on the bare soil, and I think you'll turn that sand around to be pretty productive.
I got nine different kinds of tomato seeds from the Baker Creek.
Baker's good. Yeah, let me talk to you off the air if you had something else because I got to run for a second. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number to be with me is 1-866-444-3478. DirtDoctor.com is the website.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Dromgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex Potting Soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
One of the most common communications I receive is how great planting is after using Alpha Biosystems Thrive. There's a lot of other products on the market that have Thrive in the name, but be sure that the one you get is the one I'm talking about. It's alphabiosystems.com, the website. That telephone number for information is 888-265-7929. Great for all your plants, but especially plants that aren't doing as well as you'd like. Thrive.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Before we go back to the phones, just a little more detail on our cooking class and a couple other things for you. The cooking class is Amanda Love and me. She'll be covering the cooking stuff. I'm going to be covering growing the food crops and some of the new techniques and products and the bare rooting techniques, especially on fruit trees and that sort of thing. She'll be coming with some new recipes to give everybody, and seminar on how to cook with especially Amanda Van Hoosier and I were talking about how great coconut oil is as a quality fat, and that's one of the things that Amanda Love is really big on. In fact, I think Amanda is the one that told Amanda about the coconut oil, and I like it a lot myself. So we'll be talking about all those kinds of issues. It'll be at the farmer's market in downtown Dallas. You just go to the dirtdoctor.com and go get the reservations through that way, or you can call the telephone number if you don't do, and I've talked to a couple of people off there that don't do email. If you want to call and make reservations and find out what the costs are and what all the specifics are, it's 214-365-0606. And besides the seminar and all that, there'll be a nutritious lunch as part of the deal. The recipes, like I said, the new basic organic program, autographed copy of my book, The Organic Manual. If you've already got one, it'll make a good gift. And then a gift bag of products. It'll be the new products that we're recommending these days, samples of those. And look forward to being with you down there. We're going to have fun on that that event. We've got one other thing that has happened. I've mentioned on the air a little bit, and I need to start talking about it a little more because it's rolled out officially now, and we're starting to help some people around the country with wholesale distribution of products. We started getting a lot of mail, some not too happy with us, about the fact that what I was talking about on the air sounded great, but they'd go to the stores or go to the wholesale distribution outlets and couldn't find the products. And they were like, you know, why are you talking about this stuff if it's not available? So we've started a distribution company to help around the country with that. It's called the Natural Organic Warehouse. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com is the website. And if you are in the golf business, landscape contractor, in the growing business in any way, we're a source that you might want to talk to, and you can give us a buzz or email us, and we'll be glad to chat with you about how it works. NaturalOrganicWarehouse.com. Gary in Flower Mound is next up. Hey, Gary.
How you doing?
Doing great.
I just had a quick question. I'm not able to find the packaged sick tree treatment in stores anymore, and I just wondered what was going on with that.
Well, we never have really had one. There's been a couple of companies that have put some of the sick tree treatment ingredients together in a bag. Nobody has ever really put all of it in a bag, and we've kind of looked the other way and let some people do it for a while, and we finally decided it was creating more confusion than helping people. So the sick tree treatment is not in a bag. It's a procedure. And it's a number of products. It can vary a little bit depending on the budget and the size of the property and all that sort of thing. But the sick tree treatment is first to uncover the trunk flare, get the soil off the top of the plant. That's the, that is a very important part of the sick tree treatment. The next step is to aerate. So, see, those are things you can't put in a bag. Those are procedural things.
Right.
Aerate means just simply get some air down in the root zone. That just speeds up the process, and some people skip that. Some people say, I don't want to go to that much trouble. I just want to put out the amendments. The amendments are compost, rock powders, and sugars, the same exact materials that we recommend and use ourselves for bed preparation.
Okay.
Zeolite, lava sand, just like I was talking about with the caller about tomatoes, the cornmeal, the dry molasses, all that. And then spraying and drenching with Garrett juice and Thrive. And we've started now putting the bio wash in our spray program along with Garrett juice as a regular kind of a thing. We think it really makes the spray even better than it was without it.
Right. And I know pretty much all that. I've been listening for like 10 years.
Oh, good. Okay.
That packaged product just made it more convenient.
It did, but it really wasn't all the ingredients. And there was one company, I'm not going to mention their name, but there was one company that was putting biosolids in it. And we just got to the point where we just couldn't tolerate that anymore and wanted to stay away from biosolids, especially if people might be using it around food crops. So that's the story there.
Right. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the call. And that gives you an open line at 1-866-444-3478. Bobby is next up in Dallas, I believe. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, Howard. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. I have a question for you, and I don't know if it's grubs or what's happening, but and I do have a pet, and so I've had, wear in my St. Augustine yard, and I was aware of that, so I knew I had to deal with those problems. But I have just bare spots. It's almost like a dog with mange in my backyard. It's like I'm watching. And when it started spreading to the front yard, then I thought, this is not a dog problem.
Right.
But I have got just bare spots everywhere. It's like my yard is just going away and disappearing.
Bobby, can you hang on a minute?
Sure.
All right, I'll put you on hold and we'll not rush when I come back right after this.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit deerscram.com. That's deerscram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Well, as most of you know, I have a new dog. His name is Tater. And he's great. He makes me laugh every day. That's one of my favorite things about dogs. Got him from the SPCA. He's on the Munster Natural Dog Foods. We have all of them because I'm always trying to find out which ones are the best for different kinds of dogs, different breeds, different sizes. And all I can tell you right now is that Tater and Hannah, who we've had for a longer period of time, like all of them. The green bag for normally active dogs, the red bag for mothers, athletes and puppies, and even the new chicken and rice formula that doesn't have corn or wheat. The only one I don't really use is the blue bag, which is for the older and slower dogs. We don't have any of them right now. They're all great. Give them a try. You can find them at your local store. If not, check MunsterMilling.com or go to DirtDoctor.com for Munster Natural dog food and cat food.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid non-stick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although non-stick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. We were talking to Bobby. Let's see if she's still there. Bobby, there?
I'm still here.
The spots all over the St. Augustine lawn are pretty common, and it can be several different things. Have you, mentioned grub worms. Have you actually seen any grub worms?
No, I haven't. I'm just wondering if that could be a possibility because my grass, like I said, my grass has just disappeared. I've just about got a mud hole in my backyard from just these bare spots. Now, we did bring in some new grass trying to fill in where the dog had worn, and, you know, it was doing fine for a while, and then it's just about gone now, too. So I'm not sure.
What kind of fertility program have you been using?
We have. This last year, we probably didn't do as much. We've done organic. We've been organic for a while. I haven't had any chemical fertilizers or anything like that on the yard, you know, since we moved in probably 13, 14 years ago.
Okay.
But last year, we probably didn't do anything, to be honest with you.
Okay. Is your dog a girl?
No.
Boy dogs?
I have a boy dog.
All right. And I bet you we got some disease going on rather than if female. A lot of people are surprised when they hear this, but female dogs are a lot worse on grass than boys.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. And it's a probably an enzyme difference in the urine, but it's also that the male dogs, you know, are going up on the side of things primarily. Mm-hmm. And the females will kill a spot. I mean, it kills the spot. And it's very effective. It's a good organic herbicide, I guess. So a lot of people have that issue. Doesn't sound like that's yours. If it is grub worms, and you can dig down in the soil and see if there's a whole bunch of them in one place, this business about counting the number per square foot only means anything if the grubs you find are actually feeding on roots. 90% of the grubs that you run into don't feed on living plant tissue. They feed on dead and decaying organic matter, and their burrowing through the soil is beneficial. So I'll bet you we're dealing with disease, which is probably brown patch.
Okay.
And in that, if that's the case, and since you haven't been fertilizing very well lately, and for a while, best thing for you to do right now is put out a good quality compost at about a half inch layer across the whole yard.
Okay.
Now, that's a bulky thing, and it takes a little energy to do. If you don't want to do that, the second best thing would be to put out cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet across the whole place, and or dry molasses.
And okay.
With all these, we're stimulating biological activity. We're going to move things the right direction. And the cornmeal and the compost both will really have a negative effect on any fungal disease that's there. Once the grass starts growing in the spring, you need to make a note to get the liquid product called BioWash. And BioWash is a spray. It's a fancy soap is what it is, and it'll shut down any residual disease that you have, but the compost and the dry molasses and the cornmeal will probably take care of it for you. Now, where the spots are completely dead, we can't bring dead plants back to life, so you're going to either have to get the grass to grow and spread over those areas or replant the bare spots.
Okay. And with St. Augustine, when should I try to do that?
Oh, you can do it as soon as the rain stops.
Oh, okay.
Do it in the winter is fine, and it's easy to scrape the dead stuff away because all the stems of St. Augustine are right on the surface, and it's easy to scrape away. You can loosen up the soil some, plant the new grass, and be on your way.
Okay, that sounds great. I really appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you, Bobby.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And an open line at 866-444-3478. Here's Don in Grapeland, Texas. Hey, Don.
Good morning. I was listening to a program out of San Antonio earlier this morning, and they talked about fruit trees and planting fruit trees, and when you plant them, you need to prune them back a little bit. Is that right?
Not in my opinion. I don't recommend that unless you are trying to create a certain branching structure that's low with, you know, three, and this is probably what they were talking about, three main stems going out like a reverse tripod radiating out from the trunk at a 45-degree angle. Creating that structure is fine. Cutting the plants back to compensate for root loss, which is what they often say, that's nonsense because the plant, when it starts growing in the spring, the first energy that it will expend is trying to regrow what you've cut away.
Okay.
So it's not good horticulturally for the plant. It is okay to do if you're trying to form create a certain form to the branching of the plant.
All I want to do is just get the thing to grow. That's all. I got a Cleveland pear, and it had leaves on it, and this was about 2 or 3 months ago, and lost all its leaves. But it looks like there are buds on the end of the stem sticking up, and that's all that's on there right now.
Well, it shouldn't have anything but buds right now, so hopefully it'll be okay. Drench with Garrett Juice and Thrive. Give it a little kick in the pants, and it'll probably be okay.
I do that every other day.
Every other day? Well, that's a little too often. Let's not do that, but about once every month.
Every once in a while when I do that, it's unbelievable how the things flower in the baskets that I've got.
So. Oh, that's good. That's
okay.
Good
luck. Thank you very much.
Talk to you later, Don.
Bye-bye.
And open lines for you across the board. Jump in here. It's 866-444-3478. We had one of my business partners and I went to Houston and visited, did a talk for the Army and Air Force Exchange Service there, AFIS, and a great group of people. I was really, really enjoyed being with everybody, and they're getting interested in having organic products in their the base exchanges, and we're delighted about that. You know, help get the material out there, and of course for the military people, make the products available at really, really good prices. That's the name of the game. We want it all to be affordable to everybody out there. Let's see, there was something else I was going to catch up with you on that I had forgotten to tell you about. We've continued to do some more bear rooting. We're starting to do some classes, as you've heard me talk about, with various people. And a lot of the talks when I didn't do this with the Army Air Force people because it was the first time I had spoken to them and we talked about the basic program. But people that I'm speaking now, nowadays, I'm talking about fruit trees and blueberries and raspberries and blackberries and things like that, jujube and pomegranate and all that, and planting bare-rooted, doing this bare-root planting. I'm talking about that more than anything. One other thing that's going on related to our cooking class, we're talking to people with various garden clubs and various other clubs and so forth to try to encourage them to send people to this cooking class. In fact, Logan, my daughter, an announcer, is over at Fort Worth today, I think, talking to some garden club people about it. And if you have an organization that would like to talk about how to be involved as a group and make a little money for the organization, that's what Logan is going to be doing this week. So you can contact her through dirtdoctor.com. Just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com that you'd like to have her give you a shout, and we'll get together with you, or we'll just give you the information if you just need more. It's on the website. It's right under the blue box over there on the left-hand side. Click on it, and it'll tell you about the event. It's February the 19th, Saturday, 10 to 3. And let's see. The other thing I probably ought to mention one more time is that the Texas Plant and Soil Lab people have their event coming up, and this is the last day. They talked about maybe extending it through tomorrow or something, but basically you're right at the end of signing up for that event. It's February the 2nd and 3rd down in McAllen. I'll be there. The blueberry grower that I've told you about, Lance Chastain, is going to be there talking to people about his experience with Texas Plant and Soil Lab and growing these big, beautiful blueberries in a part of Kansas where everybody told him it could not be done. He's going to be talking to people about how he did it, and we'll be chatting about various kinds of things at the same event. TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com, or just go to the banner ad that's on DirtDoctor.com right over on the right-hand side and get the information about signing up and being down there. There's another event that follows it. The Sustainable People are having an event that's the next 2 days right in the same hotel, I think, in McAllen. So you can make a week of it or just go to the Texas Plant and Soil Lab which is the first one, and learn about the soil testing and tissue sample testing and how that relates to your fertility program and making the most out of your land and all that sort of thing. Telephone number for you is 866-444-3478. Clyde in Richardson next up. Hey, Clyde.
Yeah. Hired your newsletter back on December 29th about mostly about vinegar use for weed control.
Uh-huh.
I got a small vegetable garden, and you explained how to put, mulch and newspapers and compost and that on. I need to know how long you need to leave that, and do you rake it all off when you get ready to plant in the spring, or tell me more about that.
No, you just leave it there. What he's talking about for everybody is when you have a really nasty weed like Bermuda grass or nut grass or something that's tougher to kill with just, spraying vinegar.
Right.
You put down sugar of some kind, and you put down a half inch of compost, and then over that you wet that in first, and then you put layers of newspaper or butcher paper, any kind of paper you have, three, four, five layers. Some people put cardboard down and then mulch over that. If you do the cardboard, it might be a little hard to plant through it, but the paper, Clyde, you would simply dig a hole and plant right through that.
Okay.
You don't need to leave it. Take it out. You just leave it there and let it continue to do its smothering of the weeds, but it functions as a soil builder as well. It's one of the reasons it works so well.
Okay, that sounds great. I was pretty much physically incapacitated last summer, and the weeds and grass just took over that garden, and I need to get rid of all that before I plant this year.
Well, that's the way to go. Works like a charm.
Thank you very much, Howard.
Appreciate the call. An open line for you now at 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doc. Be right back after this.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Zeotech has become a staple for my recommendations, not just for bed preparation. Zeotech Corporation is the company. Several products, kitty crystals for the best cat litter, critter crystals for other small pets, Zeoquine for the horse stalls, Zeobrite for the pool filter, and Turf Aid for organic bed preparation. For information, go to zeotech.com or check with your local retail nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask for Zeotech Zeolite.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable Steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel outdoor power equipment and discover the difference a Steel can make. Affordable Steel outdoor power equipment is only available at your servicing Steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP available at participating dealers.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I have a recommendation. It's a recommendation that may seem out of the ordinary for an organic gardening guy, but not really. Health is my subject, and hearing is a very important part of your health. Affordable Hearing is my recommendation. They have offices in Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford, and they'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that will help your schedule. They have a hearing helpline that you can use anytime or use it to set an appointment. It's 800-521-1592. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you take one of their high-quality hearing aids home, believe it or not. Just try it out for a week. There's no charge or obligation. It's Affordable Hearing. It's 800-521-1592. Had trouble with other hearing aids in the past? Well, that's even more reason to call Affordable Hearing. 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
All righty, Howard back with you, 866-444-3478. Here's Chris in Fort Worth. Hey, Chris. Chris, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, Chris.
Yes. Good morning, Howard. How are you?
I'm fine. What's going on?
Great. Hey, I just got a quick question about buying trees to plant on my farm and down in Grandview. And here's the question. Sometimes when I purchase trees, I listen to you and understand the importance of exposing the root flare. Uh-huh. But sometimes there are roots actually kind of growing up above that. And I just want to make certain that I'm doing the correct thing here and still just concentrating on the root flare height versus sometimes when they've got them planted too deep in the pots, some of the rooting that comes out above that.
Well, it's a good question because that's a common deal when a tree or a shrub, either one, are too deep in the container, whether it's a ball and burlap, but especially when it's a container plant, the roots will try to grow up to get oxygen. That's why they're artificially high in a lot of cases.
Sir.
And those roots that you can tell are artificially high that are growing up and circling around that are above that flare, those all need to be cut off.
Okay, and you know what? That's exactly what I do. I just want to make certain that that I didn't have some sort of misconception about where the root flare is. I mean, it certainly appeared to be a root flare, but there's roots above it, and it just kind of makes you wonder sometimes. And just want to be perfectly clear on that.
Yeah, the first time you do it, it's kind of scary because you think, gosh, I'm cutting roots off. This is hurting the plant. But after you've done it a couple of times and see the response of the tree. See, if you leave those up above like that, you're going to have girdling and circling and girdling roots cutting into the trunk. Plus, the trunk's going to be staying moist all the time from the roots and the mulch and the soil. And it's that doesn't necessarily kill the plant short term, but it slows down the growth enormously, and then that leads to other things like insect and disease problems. So you're exactly right. Now, one additional thing is, besides the roots growing from the ball up and forming a bird's nest situation that you want to remove, there may be some roots growing out of the trunk and out of the flare. And those are called adventitious roots. Those are artificial roots. They've developed out of the trunk. The flare is part of the trunk. And they've developed out of the trunk because the trunk has been sunk into the ground and is too moist and in an artificial condition. And the plant propagates itself and throws out roots. Those need to be cut away as well.
Okay, perfect. Well, it sounds like I'm doing it the right way then. Howard, second question I have for you is this. Mm-hmm. Man, I understand the danger of chemicals and so forth, but I've got a farm that has a large number of, rather large quantity of mesquite trees.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I don't have the type of equipment to go and rip out tap roots and so forth. And many years ago, I had bought a gallon of Remedy. What a horrible chemical, I'm sure it is.
Yes,
but, however, sometimes, just to kind of get control of this root, this mesquite issue that I have, I will cut the, in the springtime when I think that the plant, the mesquite tree's energy is trying to work on the top, I will cut it off even with the ground just so I don't puncture tires and stuff. And I have a little bottle that can literally put one drop of this Remedy and diesel combination on there. And again, I'm very, 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 very careful about this chemical. And I just wanted to know, you know, just one drop on that root, which, by the way, it's about 95% effective. Just how dangerous is that, and what, and is that just a huge no-no?
Well, it contaminates that spot. There's no question about it. And, you know, you breathing it and being around it is dangerous, and I wouldn't recommend that. But if you do it, if you decide to do it, when you've done it and it's killed the stump, pile a thick layer of dry molasses and then shredded tree trimmings over that area and compost that area and try to neutralize the chemicals. And now the better way to go, if it was my property and those are big mesquite trees, I would not cut them down. I would always leave the big ones there.
Yes, sir. And it just someone had dozed this property years ago.
Okay, they had already created the
trillion. Yeah, I mean, they're just everywhere, and it's really ineffective. So, okay, well, hey, what a great recommendation. I appreciate you and listening to your show often. Thank you so very much.
Okay, Chris. Good luck.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Yeah, if you're going to do it, let's decontaminate it when we're finished. I'd put zeolite out real heavily, and zeolite is something I recommend more and more all the time anyway. Great for the soil, but it will help you tie up things and be able to bioremediate where you've got to use a chemical that you've made that decision to go. One more thing I wanted to finish with today. There's a radio ad going on, and I haven't heard it with us, but it probably is running here. I've heard it on other radio stations advertising a toenail fungus research and product is involved in it, and it's talking about the fact that toenail fungus is something that will never go away on its own, and it's this horrible thing, and you need to use a chemical to take care of it. Wrong. Those of you that don't know and those of you that do have toenail fungus, go to the website, look it up on our library. Soaking your feet in warm whole ground cornmeal and water will cure toenail fungus. MDs are recommending people to come to our website just to find that information. Now, it works. How many times you have to do it varies, sometimes once, sometimes two or three if you got a real serious problem. But fungus problems on your body, whole ground cornmeal, use organically grown cornmeal if you can get it, warm water, soak it, or put a poultice on if it's some other part of your body, works great. I'm Howard Garrett. Enjoy being with you, and we'll be here tomorrow for the Dirt Doctor Show. Same number always for both shows, 866-444-3478. Talk to you next time.